Welcome to On The Table Podcast. We run this mother.
To another exciting episode of the Ladies Podcast. I go by the name of Stella Fang, the OCP, and I'm not alone.
Of course, you go to On The Table.
Oh,
she's not
yes.
alone. She is with
on
me.
On The Table.
Yeah. She's with me. Usims. Nyan amugela bom tabaga dad, bom tabaga koko, bom tabaga aj, bom tabaga sisi.
And we have the voice. I feel like the voice is a grand entrance. Like, you know, Undertaker.
Yeah.
Who's the voice?
Niadika.
Who's the voice?
Hey guys.
Give us life.
It's Mataba 247, the right woman for the job. I'm never your follower. I'm never your fan. I'm always your friend.
And your leader.
That's
leader.
What's up.
Lead us, my leader.
That AK.
I'm here to serve.
I am honored.
Yeah, no, please. No, I'm not the Bonang voice. Okay.
I am feeling weak.
Ladies, how's it been? How's it been?
We good. I'm good.
The weather was quite depressing.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I was doing my laundry. It was my laundry week.
Yeah.
And for 2 days, I had to just sit and just wait for the sun. So I was very impressed yesterday when we had a bit of sun and today.
Really?
So it was okay.
Yes, man, guys. So I was... I like planning trips, hey.
Okay.
I like being in the streets,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
In the streets, eh?
Yeah.
Therefore, yeah. So I Google, yeah, kagirgi ambitious.
Yes.
So I Google Bali. But the funny thing is, when I Googled Bali,
mm-hmm.
when I went on my discovery page on Instagram,
uh-huh.
Bali. Pictures of Bali.
Algorithm.
Come join us in Bali.
It's that privacy.
Give us this in Bali. Tsenaka Bali. I was wondering, because I'm also trying to study, you know, digital marketing and all these things and
right.
the algorithms
yeah.
and. And it's like, are there people that are there? Villains are just waiting.
I feel like you need to understand the digital space holistically,
yeah. Yeah.
right? And there's a documentary that was done recently called The Great Hack,
yes.
yeah.
where they really open up what happens behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
political campaigns, celebrities, and so forth. You know, there's a whole algorithm that your data is being mined. You know, they're selling it to literally the highest bidder. So the moment you Google something, that goes into your data profile.
Imagine.
And they already know, you know, for
what
instance,
happens to
personally
my privacy
with me,
then? My privacy is compromised.
When I was trying to conceive,
yeah.
I would Google, you know, pregomega,
yes.
you know what I mean?
Pregnancy supplements,
so
that was me.
Before I knew it, my feed was full,
it's full of pregnancy of content,
that.
Yes.
So literally that means they do capture your data and
yeah.
your algorithms are now then... You know, you're categorized. You fall into a certain category.
Category.
Oh, I think that's what it makes it easy for companies to even do.
Yeah, but that's
like
the unfortunate.
That...
I mean, if you look at the top 10 companies in the past 20 years,
yeah.
we were looking at your Sasols, your Shells, you know, all
yeah,
these oil
yeah,
companies.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, if you look at the top 10 companies in the world, it's all these tech companies.
It's tech.
So how do
our
they
Amazon
make their money?
And all of their,
they
yes.
mine our data.
But
they
it's,
literally
it's,
are selling our data to the highest bidder. So that's what's happening. It's algorithms.
The thing is, it makes sense because I sold insurance. Ne?
Yeah.
And then I had to find another job. And then I had to find another
She's
job.
Like,
I need to make some cash.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I worked for some car tracking company. And so we'd have like leads already.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's
it's
like
the same
those
principle.
Leads.
We have
those
lead
yeah.
number.
Exactly.
We know what car you drive. So we come in. Hello, how are you doing? I want to sell you car.
So the insurance companies, where are they
yeah.
buying this information yeah. from?
So my question
you know the
is,
Poppy
who
X?
Owns this? Who's here at the top that says, I have all this data and I'm gonna. Sell it to everyone else and make cash out of it.
You were saying, Mataba, something about the copy.
So essentially, who's the boss?
Yeah.
You are the boss. You should supposed to protect your personal data the same way you protect your assets. So you can decide not to have your data out there. I mean, yeah. South Africa was in a frenzy, what, 2 months ago when yeah. WhatsApp decided to change their privacy yeah. regulations. And I mean, we all said, oh, we got to be off WhatsApp.
No,
we are
still,
you know what I mean?
Uploading every time.
Yeah. All the statuses.
Exactly. So essentially, you are the boss. You can, you know, for instance, you can sue Facebook if you want to, because
is
they
it?
Really are
I
selling
mean,
your
he
data.
Has changed.
Well, good luck trying to sue them.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg, I want to see
guys,
your
before
ass.
We go deeper and deeper, can we go into on the table topic?
Without a table, can we, I'm the table.
Can we get into the actual topic, Ngoba? This privacy thing, it just...
It hurts you, ne?
It touches me deeply.
Kaloke inside chiki if mene information yake gari.
Okay, so,
what,
so yes, the
what
topic
are we talking
is
about?
How would you react if he told you you are the side piece?
How do you react?
If do you
he
even
told
react?
You,
do you even react though?
Me,
I do.
Huh? What do you do?
Crazy.
I feel like you react when a fly passes by, so it's okay.
She reacts to anything. This one.
No, I think the first time my ego was like, what the fuck?
Wait, hold up.
Wait a minute.
What do you mean the first time? Like, have you been a side chick professionally?
No,
are you
I haven't. That is
okay.
The professional.
I'm sure we are getting to know each other.
How evil of a bunch.
So when you say the first time, what do you mean?
So yeah. The first time is I'm ready to date. I'm like, ooh, we. I'm getting back in okay. the game. I get to you bench yourself sometimes.
Yeah,
you're like, yeah, the streets are moving too fast for me.
Let me bench.
Let me just bench myself. Yeah. I don't need anyone to bench me. I'm gonna bench myself. So I benched myself for a minute and then I was like, oh. Baby girl
back.
Is ready for the man's. So I go back, download a nigga's soul, and then we go on a date.
Your
date.
Perfect. Yes.
Second date, tree lily.
Yeah.
Third date.
Wait.
Yeah, I even know the restaurant. Yeah, but that restaurant
okay,
has bad
so
memories.
Wait, when did he tell you that you are
third.
The side? On the third date.
After calling
is
me
this
every-
after the brunyokos?
Did
no.
you bring Yoko?
No,
also
no bring Yoko.
Then it doesn't count, my man. There's no evidence of that relationship.
Why?
I test the man's patience. So before the bring Yoko's name, I'm like, I've been a bring Yoko.
You must be a little pretty to
tell
test
me
niggas,
what is
okay?
up, though.
Can't just
yeah,
decide to
a
test
nice
niggas. They will replace
dinner.
You quick.
Now.
And then he's like, so I'm like, so what's the deal, boo?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm looking for a girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Yes. He's looking.
Yes, he's looking actively. Use marketing. We are big. The Kangaroo Cherry. And you caught my eye.
Yeah.
And love the vibe, love the personality.
Yay.
Okay, when does he tell you you're the side? Let's get to that.
Yeah.
Voice.
So then he says, I have... He did tell me first date that he has a baby mama, a crazy
yeah.
baby mama. And I was like, what's a crazy baby mama with a kid? It's just a kid. I'm going to raise your kid. And then he's like, but she's not going anywhere.
So he was not married?
No, he's not married, but he has a baby mama and the baby mama's not going anywhere.
And she's actively in his life.
But he needs a girlfriend.
Yo?
Yo.
Utando nestembu.
You, if I could take off my wig in that moment,
but why?
I could
I feel
help.
Like you need to be very clear with your
yes.
rules of engagement.
Yes.
True.
When you get into a relationship, so I'm assuming that you're getting to know the person's
yes.
values, character,
yes.
and so forth.
Yes.
So what were your rules of engagement when you guys started seeing each other and
what
dating?
What were your rules?
What
exactly.
were you
I didn't
guys...
have... I just want the dick, baby. You look cute.
So
we look good
be,
together.
So why you
no, but Kaloku, it's like I matured late. There are girls like me out there. There are girls like me who are like in this bubble.
Yeah.
That is not in the streets.
Like,
and they think that.
I feel like,
think,
let's get a different perspective.
Okay,
you
yeah.
married.
Wait, I'm married.
You married?
Now,
yes.
would you
my
react?
My husband is right there with my daughter.
How would you react?
Oh, I saw them.
When the other girl calls you and says, I am the side chick. in this relationship. Your marriage has been popping for 10 years, yes. but I've been here for 6. How do you react to that?
I'm not even going to give her a reaction.
That's what's up.
Who's our team?
He's my, like, Mina, that's go one on. Thing I have in my marriage. My husband knows. Once my husband leaves the door, I cannot account for what
absolutely.
He does
yes,
outside girl. This house. Respect my house, please, sir. Mm. No one in my husband knows thoroughly. Respect my house, respect our family. Once you leave the door, what you do outside the door is none of
let
my business.
Let me throw a spanner on the works know, here. Guys. Hold on.
Throw a spanner.
Let me throw a spanner here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happens when you have a side nigga?
Women are professional, Kalok.
Hey, we are fair.
Even if I have a side nigga, he will never, no. Ever, no.
Uba like, uzwilem kwenyan. But you'll never know.
You will never.
He will ever, never.
We are ever.
No.
Because we know how to.
No, Mina, it's a, Mina, give me, it's a respect
risk
thing.
Risk management.
Now, when you're eating your lekkers, don't show me that you're eating lekkers. Don't show me, Ugutu, you have a new jersey.
Right. So wait, I wanna know this. Do you feel like you own your husband or it's a thing of I want to experience? I experience you differently from how everybody else experiences you.
Mina, I know you, Dasekaya. So I don't own you. I know you.
Yeah.
Ungowam, Mikalok. We signed it down. Ungowam. Home Affairs knows me, not your side chick, so I don't care. Get rude, yeah. Be rude, Juicy Lucy, I don't care about them.
Juicy Lucy Pissy.
They can give it to you. Bang is not a favor because at least I'll be getting days off.
Yes.
I'll be getting days off.
But cut it down the day. But I, Mina, can I tell you,
you know
what
I say? As long as my bank, if you are giving me this amount of money every month, it doesn't change. As long as my fridge is still full, as long as you do everything that you used to do before, bone, I will be true, I will get true. It has nothing to do with me. I'm sorry. Also, if we untanda,
are you being genuine right now?
Yes,
I swear.
Are you?
Don't say what we think. What do you think we want to hear?
Yes, because can I tell you something? I'm sound mind.
Like, guys, I'm sound mind.
Right.
Like, a man is, don't bet on a man. That's all I think. Don't bet on a man. Even if he marries you, don't bet on him. So that's why, even if
we
my husband.
Bet on your eyelids.
That's why, guys, even if my husband leaves the house, no matter what you're saying, I'm believing next. As long as I'm coming home young, I'm believing next. Because I'm going to say something, I told you, accident, a grown start.
But you eat tracker, Obi, my bonnet.
They say, I tell you, I claim insurance. Because she insurance is a cabbage driver, or when you see. So, Mina, not good. I'm trying to tell you guys something you want to hear. It's because I believe in myself more than I believe in daughter.
Got you.
That's good. Believe in yourself more than in daughter. But you know what?
Is that the takeaway on today's episode?
Yeah.
Believe in yourself more than you believe in daughter.
I believe in daughter. It's the mountain I would die on. So listen, I'm now trying to take a different approach to this dating.
You tell us, Matabo. You tell us. When?
You forgot the 247. You gotta say the 247.
Matabo 247. I'm not your follower. I'm not your fan.
But I am always your friend. And I am your leader.
Yes.
Man, you outside.
Yeah.
You
have some royalty, sweetie. You must know your position when you speak to me.
Yes, thanks.
Yes.
Honestly, I'm all about being accountable for your expectations.
Yes. Yeah.
Do not get into a relationship, whether you're still dating or it's a genuine marriage.
Yeah.
Do not fall for the expectation trap, because if you guys don't have proper rules of engagement, you will find yourself in a situation where you're not happy because of your expectation. My thing is, if my nigga were to tell me that I'm the side, I would actually be happy, because I would then have to make a knowledgeable decision. Am I staying? Am I leaving?
And more Mechi, often than where's not, your do 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 do? Where's the do 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 do?
I man. No, but on the real, if I'm leaving, I'm leaving because that's not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
And if I'm staying, I'm staying because I'm okay with the arrangement that I'm the side.
Thank you. Can niggas just be upfront?
Yes, but can I tell
upfront?
You, there are girls like me, ne, that. Now the guy tells you that ungu number two, and then you sort of like, you don't crucify them, but you make them feel bad.
Yeah.
And then saying that, oh, but
I'm here. I also want to be number one.
Going back to what I just said, you know, we need to be accountable for our expectations.
So would you say I don't want to be accountable if,
for my own expectations? Because you assumed that when you started this relationship with this nigga, you are the one and only.
And also, guys, can I tell my babies like me, Nane, marriage aside, before I was married, I've also been in the
streets.
Side chick situation. Don't ever try and compete for the main's position.
Okay.
If a nigga tells you you're a side, remain a side. Don't audition to be the main. Uzo kakeka.
Kalonga, did you say that I'm greater?
PPC cement. And when I'll see naipo stick, mtase. I'll see naipo.
Tell you guys also a quick personal story.
Don't audition to take the main's position.
Yes, I'm sure we've got limited time left.
Yeah.
So I was with a nigga. And I struggled to conceive for a while. And we agreed that he's ready for a baby.
Okay.
So he's going to look for somebody to have a baby with.
Yes.
And I was for that. I mean, I can't conceive. I'm struggling.
So you were realistic about it.
So I was, like I said, accountable for
your expectations.
Okay.
So we agreed he would get somebody. He got somebody. They got the baby. And subsequently, when the relationship blossomed, obviously it had
to relationship? Blossom. The baby making relationship?
Yeah, the baby making relationship.
And then what happened?
But subsequent to that is that I then became the extra in the relationship.
No.
Yeah. Because like you said, once the PPC cement is laid, the foundation.
It's done.
I then became the extra in the relationship to a point where I had to exit.
So what are you staring? What are you extra?
Thank you. In your own movie.
But demoted.
Same time.
It happens.
Same.
However, the dynamics were a bit tricky because genuinely it was
there
about...
There was a genuine human issue involved. You
know? And I mean, I'm from a broken family. I'm sure most of us are. So you don't want to perpetuate and the be a part of a broken... I'm like, okay, guys... Plus, you know,
Nina Ringwan.
Yeah, go ahead, do your thing.
Zabakagaye family, babu. Picture champa.
So, guys, how do you react when they tell you that you are not number one, baby?
Yeah.
You top two though, but you're not number one.
Number one.
Not top one.
Yes, but in our fan of the north. But you are part of the rotation.
Yo.
Put them on rotation.
Men didn't tell us, ne? But put them on rotation.
Put them on rotation.
Fill up the schedule.
Exactly.
Count the niggas. I think that's it.
Put them on rotation also. Don't have expectations. Guys, you cannot be with someone that is married and think uzokhipha umfazi endlini. You don't know where
the
these people come from.
The tears of the
wife. Abo Karen.
The tears of a married woman.
Ah, baby.
I don't think you've seen the gymnastics.
You come with new money. I've been old. I come with old money. Old money, sweat, blood, and tears. So
keep Bobby the Builder. This one. Bobby the Builder. I built him. Therefore, I won. This has been good. It's been great.
Yeah, man.
It's been amazing, guys.
That's what's up.
But hopefully, you know what? I've learned a thing or two.
Yes.
I feel like I've actually not been taking accountability of my expectations.
Yes.
That's why I end up being crazy,
left-eyeing
niggas. And, you know, because I'm running away from being accountable.
Yes. That's what's up. And I feel like introspection is actually... Let me rephrase
Self-awareness. Self-mastery is the most important journey.
So important.
Because once you are self-aware and you're intentful with your life, everything else is very clear. Confusion phases away.
Guys, tell us also in the comment sections your experiences, how you manage your expectations, what did you take away from this conversation. And don't forget, we are coming to you from a rooftop barbecue, Ferguson's in Sandton.
To the guy that
Mamelan, before Sivaya, I was in studio about 2 weeks ago. I recorded a song.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you the title of the song.
What's the title?
It's called Jesu wam wasesentin. So I'm just so happy good to we are
Why
here.
Why did I picture that?
Because
that video.
My song is coming through. Jesu wam wasesentin.
Jesu wasesentin.
Jesu wasesentin.
To that boy. Listen, I'll manage my expectation, baby.
Yeah,
I'll manage my expectation. Gito manager. Give manager. Give manager.
Comment.
Whoa.
Subscribe.
Kitty, subscribe.
Like
I'm subscribing
it.
To that thing you put on the table for me. Okay.
You're righty. That's a wrap.
We out. OCP.
I
married one. The puppy, the pig.
No. OCP King. OTT.
No, my AKA is the OCP.
Got you.
I'm the original crowd pleaser and nobody else.
Hey, OTT.
Yeah,
you OCP.
OCP with the OTT.
Never your friend, never your follower, but I'm always
but your friend. And your lead.
I'm your lead. Zala Stoki.
Yeah, lele, it be fun, yeah.
Pumagim.
This episode
yeah.
This is On The Table Podcast. On The Table Podcast.